WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Catskill, Hudson, Transmission Arts on Air.
disaster are everywhere. You must avoid them. Do you remember the last time you were visited? Do you remember the last time you were visited? Response from the others. Meanwhile, the followers are gathering at www.distractanddisable.blogspot.com. The collaborators have all been debriefed. report from the field.
The hills had memories of seeing the UFO and wondering what it was, but it wasn't until they saw therapy for sleep problems and nightmares that their story came to light. As they relayed in what they had experienced during hypnosis sessions, the therapist kept trying to lead them into more concrete and familiar explanations, but both of the hills continued to relate what they had seen. Their therapist was in awe as they described the small beings that led them from their car to the UFO. While both Betty and Barney described the same occurrences, the emotional impact was far different for each. Betty Hill was curious and wanted to know everything. She asked questions of her strange captors, including asking them where they were from. She later drew a star map like the one she had been shown. At the time, in the early 1960s, her map was dismissed as a figment of her imagination. It wasn't until a full 3 decades later that astronomers found and mapped the stars that Betty Hill had drawn. When dated, her map matched the new configuration of stars at the boundaries of our solar system. Barney Hill had a much more frightening experience than Betty. He was terrified of the alien creatures and of their invasive medical tests. Throughout his hypnotic description, he wanted only to get away from these strange beings. Furthermore, he did not want to believe what he had heard himself telling the therapist while under hypnosis. He struggled with the memories he had before the hypnosis sessions, and he struggled even more to make sense of what seemed impossible to him in the hypnosis sessions. He feared that he was losing his mind. There are those who said that the Hills were simply seeking publicity. I find great fault with this theory. In the early 60s, Betty and Barney were breaking new ground as an interracial couple. The last thing they wanted was to bring attention to themselves because they received more than their fair share of it just by being together. Betty Hill attended UFO conventions as a guest speaker only after Barney died. Her inquisitive nature led her to want to know more about what had happened to them and to share her story with others who may have had similar experiences. The movie, Interrupted Journey, gives a pretty accurate account of the Hills' experience, and James Earl Jones is unforgettable as a frightened Barney Hill. The other UFO abduction that is well documented enough to make the grade of authenticity is that of Travis Walden. In November of 1975, Travis and his crew were heading home from work when a disc-shaped, brightly lit UFO came over the tree line. When they stopped the truck to get a closer look, Travis got out and made his way underneath the UFO. The other men screamed for him to come back and could only watch helplessly when a blue-green light emanated from the underside of the UFO, striking Travis and lifting him off the ground. Terrified, they fled only to return minutes later to try to find Travis. He was not there. For 5 days, Walden's crew was under scrutiny. They took lie detector tests, they were interviewed for hours on end, and none of them ever changed their story. Law enforcement officials were convinced that the loudmouthed Travis had been murdered by Mike Rogers because Travis was dating Rogers' sister. That theory was put to rest at the end of that 5-day siege when Travis called from a phone booth at a gas station saying he needed help to come and get him. When his brother and a co-worker arrived, they found Travis in the same clothes he had worn the night he disappeared. He kept talking about beings with big eyes on the way home to his mother's house. Travis believed that only a few hours had passed and was surprised to learn that he had been gone for days. He was unshaven and had lost weight. His hypnosis session detailed his account aboard a craft that contained both the typical, gray aliens about 5'4" tall, and humans who refused to talk to him but motioned for him to follow them. An oxygen mask type of device was placed over his face, and Travis said he passed out. When he awoke, the UFO was hovering over the highway near the gas station, and when it shot away, he called for help.
Thank you. prejudice. Put out your hand for the trauma.
Spoons were bent. You should know that it is not yet safe to come outside.
Thank you.
distortion. 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 Filtering. Modulation. Utility. This is only a test of your endurance. We do not care about your happiness. We only want your opinion. Remember, there is no room at the bottom, and there's no room at the top. I would advise you to move quickly and silently through your checklist. And yes, this message is for you. I would strongly advise against answering your phone. Because once the portal is open, it is very difficult to close. Situation is sporadic at best. interact with Glue Banta, you can do so by visiting www.distractanddisable.blogspot.com. Distract and Disable program.